Foxton Readers Level 1. Night Drive by Chris Davies. Read by James Brown. Copyright Foxton Books, 2022. Chapter 1. Jess is at home. She is relaxing. She works in the big office in town. She works hard all week long. She is sitting back in her chair. She has an open book in her hand. "I did so much work today," Jess says. Jess always works very hard. Jim looks up from his phone. Jim is relaxing. He works hard all day too. "You always work really hard," he says. "You work very hard too," Jess says. She closes her book and puts it down. "We both did a lot of work this week." Jim put his phone away and looked at Jess. "We should do something for fun. We deserve a break after working hard all week," said Jim. Jess looks at her phone and checks the time. "It's getting very late," she says. "We can't do anything for fun at this time. The cinema is closed, so we can't see a film. The coffee shop is closed, so we can't get anything to eat or drink. It is too late. Everywhere will be closed for the night." "Maybe there is something on television," Jim says. "Or maybe we can watch a movie on Netflix." Jess shakes her head. "I don't want to watch the television. Maybe we can play a game together?" Jim shakes his head. He does not want to play a game. "You win all the time. You always win. I never win when I play against you." "It is fun to play," Jess says. Jim shakes his head. "It is fun for you because you always win." Jim stands up from his chair and walks around the room. "Let's think of something that is fun for the both of us." "Yes," Jess says. She jumps up out of her chair with a big smile on her face. "I have an idea." Jim looks at Jess. He has a puzzled look on his face. "What can we do?" "We can go and visit Sam," Jess says. "Yes," Jim says with a big smile on his face. "It will be good to see her again after such a long time. She will be pleased to see us. I will text her now." Jim sends a text to Sam. "Hi there, Sam. Are you busy? Jess and I would like to come and visit you." A moment later, Jim receives a reply from Sam. "Hi there, Jim. No, I am not busy. I will be happy to see you and Jess. You must come for a visit. It is not too late for me. I like staying up late. See you soon." "Good news," Jim says. "We can visit Sam."
"That is good news," Jess says.
"We can take the bus or the train." "I will check the bus and train timetables," Jess says. She checks the timetables on her phone.
"It is too late for the bus. It is too late for the train. How can we get to Sam's house?" she asks Jim.
Jim smiles. "Don't worry. We can take my car. It is a bit old, but it is working very well. We can drive to see Sam. We need to hurry up and go before it gets too late."
"Okay," Jess says. "I need to pack a bag first."
Jess packs a bag with some snacks and drinks for the trip. Jim picks up his car keys.
"I am ready to go," Jess says excitedly.
"Good," Jim says. "So am I." The friends leave their house and walk outside. The moon is shining in the dark night sky. Jim opens the car door for Jess to get in,
and then he climbs into the driving seat. "I always enjoy driving at night," Jim says. "It always feels like a big adventure."
"Yes," Jess says. "A night drive is a big adventure."
The rain is starting to fall. Jim starts the car's engine. The headlights light up the street, and then Jim drives off.